Pieces of my father. 1. He's in the decisions made while pruning fruit trees. Cut that one out, it's crossing. Prune this one short, it will make fruit. Top those, the fruit up high, not practical. He's there during grafting demonstrations, explaining choices amongst branch stock. During the cut and split with the old butcher knife and hammer, big screwdriver as a wedge. While whittling the tips of the scions carefully, inserting, aligning them, taping, he watches the daubing of the black sealing putty. He's in the waiting for the push of spring, with delight and awe when they take, mild disappointment when they fail. 2. He's in hard-working restlessness of cousins in the old country, tending grapes, tying them with willow strips, decanting demijohns of red wine, filtering sediment. In their difficulty slowing down to rest with influenza, hand injuries, fevers. He's in their weary smiles, affectionate words, rustic theories, kind suggestions. 3. He's in wild ducks working over the wetlands, high in formations of geese singing traveling songs, in overwhelming repair and remodeling projects when perseverance furthers. He's in the early morning hours of wakefulness, time to be going salmon fishing, pheasant hunting, to buy produce at the market. He whispers loudly, "Ya coming?" 4. He's in Clarence, his old paisano, widowed, who has never been to Italy, won't even consider it, not now, not without his wife. Like wild geese, they mated for life.